All right, check it out. This is Los. I am editing the episode right now as we speak. Well, not right now. I'm recording, but, you know, it's part of the episode. And it's episode 100. I wanted to do something different. Maybe not different, but a callback to something that is a common theme with the episodes that I'm hosting. And it happens to be music. I love music. I listen to music all the time. I'm fortunate to work in an environment where I can listen to music every day. And as I'm listening to music, I usually come across gems and artists and albums. And I use the episodes as a way to share the music that I like. So for episode 100, I'm going to do that. We'll be taking breaks during the episode of this conversation that we're going to have. And I'll be sharing some of the music that I've been listening to lately. So again, thank you from the bottom of my heart for joining Travis and I on this 100 episode journey. And I look forward to sharing more of what's on our minds this coming year. So to intro this episode titled How to Stay Relevant as a Designer is something that I've recently found.
Episode 100.
Episode 100, the centennial.
We didn't look up what centennial.
We didn't look it up, but we're going to go with it. The centennial episode of Late Nights with Trav and Los.
Look at that. That's something.
That is something.
That's something you can definitely shake a stick at.
You can shake a stick at
it. If you got a stick, shake it.
Shake it. Shake, 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 shake.
I'm proud
shake,
of this. Shake, I'm proud of
shake,
you, man.
Shake, shake.
Congratulations on 100 episodes.
Thank you. Same to you.
Thank you.
High five. We did it.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's keep going.
All right. So, what do we got? Los is hosting.
I'm hosting.
Yeah.
And into it. I think a good recap for listeners is we alternate hosting.
Come on, 100 episodes. You guys have figured this out. Los is hosting. He's going to tell us something. I'm going to be like, really?
Really? What? Shaboy. Oh. Yes. All right. So episode 100. Let's talk about this thing, this feeling I've been having.
Okay.
It's not complacency because by the time this goes out, like, I'm fully out of it.
Yeah. So this is a reference to last week when you talked about how you got out of your, like, slump.
Yeah, slump. Let's call it a,
your slump.
My slump.
Uh-huh.
Big slump.
As Dr. Seuss once said, unslumping yourself is not easily done.
No, it is not. Wise, wise man.
Yes.
Dr. Seuss.
Yeah, that good old Seuss.
So I'm having this distant...
He also said he would not eat green eggs or ham in a fox, or sorry, in a box with a fox.
I don't think I'll ever be in a position to do that. Green eggs, ham, and a fox. Who knows?
In a box with a fox. I would actually, though. I would eat some eggs and ham with a fox in a box.
You can do that for Halloween.
That would be fun. That's my Halloween costume. Fox in a box, eating green eggs and ham.
So I've been having this feeling, man, that I'm not doing enough to stay relevant as a designer.
Okay. Relevancy is the biggest fear that a creator has, mm-hmm. right?
Staying
how
relevant.
How can you create and not be relevant?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Answer that and stay fashionable.
Yeah, so this idea that I have is that as I get older, at some point, the ball is going to drop and everything I've worked so hard for could be lost.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, man. I see that.
You see, Travis, you and I and a lot of other creatives are lucky to have jobs.
Yeah, we are.
Right? We're fortunate.
Very.
However... The reality is that while we do have steady paychecks at the moment, a pink slip may arrive when we least expect it.
Okay. Okay.
Albeit because of our own doing, a company acquisition, the market tanks, causes a downsize in the company. It's a bad world. It's unpredictable.
Mm-hmm.
So my question for tonight is, what can we do to stay relevant in this digital age, staying competitive and adding value as an employee and potential job candidate, especially as we get older and considered mature candidates?
Yes.
So what you're straddling is, how can I be effective and relevant at work right now? But at the same time, how can I keep my outside face as a designer relevant as a potential employee?
To switch jobs, is what you're saying?
I'm not saying switch jobs. I'm saying if the day ever happens...
That you're redundant
uh-huh. and... You leave the company or you get a pink slip or the company downsizes.
Yep.
Like, that's not the time to, like, okay, now I got to be relevant.
All right.
You got to balance it.
Yes. Let me just kind of share this with you.
Okay.
This has always been my perspective on this question.
All right.
I don't look at my employer as my career.
Yeah.
I look at the time that I spend with this employer as a relationship that's temporary.
Mm-hmm.
I've always done that.
Mm-hmm.
I look at my working relationship with my employer as I have hired them to allow me to do some work while they pay the bills.
Okay. Yeah, that's good.
That's my perspective mm-hmm. on the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Now, that's a little bit different than how do you stay relevant.
Right, right.
But what I'm getting at is talking about the fear, talking yeah. about that kind of like, oh, you know... How do, like, if I lose my job, am I done with?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I believe that my career is not my job.
Right.
And I've worked, I mean, I guess this comes with working from startups for more than half a decade, is that, yeah, like we would sit down with the whole company and be like, you guys, we have like 3 more months of runway. If we don't find some success and new investments, then... Like, this is 3 months, and then we're done here.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
we're like, okay, let's get to work. Like that's okay with me.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
I'll just find another job.
Yeah.
And maybe that Silicon Valley kind of, like, talking.
Sure, sure.
And, like, a lot of people cannot really empathize with how that works. But, like, I think that attitude is okay at any place.
Yeah, and
because
I...
Because we live... Sorry.
I think that you are okay with that idea, right?
Yeah.
And hey, it's all right because I can get another job.
Uh-huh.
I would argue that... Is it the case for you because you're still relevant? You can get another job because you've maintained relevancy.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I totally agree with that. And, like relevancy does, like, definitely lend its part in this whole kind of play. But I would say like opportunity also is a big part of it.
Okay.
And you and I were like, you know, we live in Silicon Valley, you know, it's like the tech center of the world or whatever. But like, I would also like throw a bone out to everybody who's like, oh, I don't live in Silicon Valley. Like, like, yeah, but you have the internet, right?
Yeah.
Like that exists.
That exists.
And in a lot of the ways, maybe you're lucky because you don't live here because this place is not easy to live in.
Yeah. So you know, you have to be selective.
Yeah. It's like life out here is, I mean, not the topic of your podcast episode at all, but like life out here is something different than like what it would be in Nebraska.
Yeah.
But more or less, and probably less, but like enough, same opportunities.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this feeling I've been having. So Travis employs his employer. What do you think about that? Also, do you agree that if you're in Nebraska, you have more or less the same opportunities that we have in the Bay because of the internet? I don't know. Maybe. Here's another tune, though, to listen to as you ponder.
Étourdissante, les oiseaux nous chantent leur mélopée, et nous vivions heureux dans la canopée. Jungle sauvage, ouvre tes bras. Il en faut peu pour toi et moi. Prenons racine.
about to get back into the episode, and I'm about to start talking about where this feeling that I want to be or need to be relevant as a designer is coming from. Anyway, I hope you enjoy that song, and here's the episode again.
It comes from this point where I spend a lot of time, like you said, working with Atlassian. Uh-huh. You work with Google, and they don't define my career, right? But they are where I am right now.
Yes.
Right?
They are working partners.
Now, what happens, though, is that as you work on the projects that you work on, that mm-hmm. you're solving, trends and ideas of what design, good design is, changes while you're there.
Yeah.
So you kind of are, you kind of live in this bubble of what your company is.
Right.
And
so you start speaking the language of the organization that you're at.
Yeah.
And you forget like what trends or what's kind of going on in the world outside
That's right.
of your organization.
And so it feels like the world outside of your organization moves faster than you are
sure.
while you're working.
This right. is a good argument for people who like working in agencies.
Yeah.
That they get to move from company to company to project to project for different clients mm-hmm. at a kind of relatively quick pace. Mm-hmm. Whereas people who are in-house designers like we are, mm-hmm. we have to use the same visual language
right.
for every project. And you can start to think that design means this white box with this yeah. type of drop shadow.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Google.
Yeah, and other companies that are using the card and shadow design.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So I put a few things, I think 5 points out there
okay.
as a way. And I think one I do a few of them, but the one that I'm not doing is number one, and it's putting yourself out there. Putting your design out there.
Yeah.
Right.
So we talk on a radio, but like when was the last time you published something on Dribbble?
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Okay.
Right. When is the last time I showed an awesome piece of work?
Yeah. I follow you.
People don't know.
Yeah.
People know that I talk about design.
Uh-huh.
And then I have a good...
Yeah. Is there any proof that you're a good designer?
Is
that
there?
You're even a designer?
Right.
Like, are you actually a barista?
So here's where I come from is that we've had... people that work with you as our guests here that you work with.
Yeah.
Ray and Kim and Daniel Young.
And Jamie Leach. Yeah.
And when we were off air and talking, they were like, well, you know, and they were talking to me, you're a great designer, you know.
They said that. Yeah.
Both, you know, like a designer as good as you. They've never seen my work, I don't think.
Yeah.
And by association, they think I'm a good designer because they've seen your work.
Yeah.
But they've never seen my work. So how do they know? How does Andy Law on Netflix know that I'm a good designer? No one knows that I'm a good designer,
it's
really.
It's an assumption that they make because of, number one, that you can speak intelligently about design.
Right.
And that's like a part of what makes a good designer good.
Sure.
But maybe it's also by association. Like
yeah.
They have seen my work.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually asking the same question. How do they know I'm a good designer? they have seen my work. It's still funny. I'm like, how does anybody know?
so that's...
I'm not relevant.
so that's number one, is putting your work out there, putting yourself out there.
Yeah.
Is that I'm not doing enough to put my work out there. Relevant work.
Dude, let me just kind of hallelujah this, because this has been one of my main struggles this...
Yeah, so we're going to get to the next 4 points, and Travis's hallelujah he's going to have. To be clear, I'm not looking for a compliment. I'm making a point that I need to get busy and get my work out there. So enjoy this next song.
Je trouve que tu en fais trop.
back, we're going to pick it up at Travis's Hallelujah, and then we get into what you can do to stay relevant as a designer. All right, because back to the episode.
This has been one of my main struggles this last year, mm-hmm. and you and I have been talking privately about like what I'm going to be doing
right.
in the coming year with DevTip specifically, which is a big time suck.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I don't have a presence on, you know, Behance. I don't mm-hmm. have a presence on Dribbble anymore. Like, mm-hmm. like when people look at my stuff, they see really old stuff.
Yeah,
and like. That is that okay? That's not okay.
It's not okay.
If you want to see my latest design, you have to like watch my videos. That doesn't
yeah.
make sense.
Yeah. Or work at Google.
You know what I mean?
You know what I mean? And so a part of this is there's a few things that I have is get outside of your comfort level and try new things.
Yeah.
Right? Because new things come and arise. New things, new designs, new patterns, something that's trendy. Sure, you don't have to be solving a problem to have context, but like get out there and try it.
Yes.
Right? Find people that are doing what you want to be doing. If you're not happy with what you're doing or you see where you're trying to go, and go talk to them because they're passionate about what they're doing.
Dude, that is so clutch.
And then the other one that we talked about at the show off your work. Put it where people are looking.
Yeah.
Right?
Totally.
And my Dribbble... I mean,
this is advice you give to a student.
Yeah, but come on.
Like, why am I a professional and not following it?
Same, yeah. Right? And so, you know, market your ideas and yourself. Take control of social media. That is the communication channel for all things design.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you show off your work. You got to market yourself. Be like, hey, look at this new thing I'm working on. Like, build a pattern of publishing new things, new work, new designs.
Yes.
Right? And so one thing that I'm going to do is I've had this idea on Dribbble, like I need to keep my work so you can see an evolution of things.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking of like a rinse repeat every year and just take it all off and start anew.
I think that's okay. Right? Actually, I was thinking about this post I saw a long time ago by Frank Camara. Mm-hmm. Camara? Who posted an illustration that he had done on Dribbble.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was like, this will be up for a few days. Like, let me know what you think. I'll put another version up later.
Yeah.
And he was just like treated it as like super ephemeral.
Yeah.
Like it's just like, it's not supposed to be in my portfolio. It's supposed to be up and down. Like just supposed to be fresh and whatever I feel mm-hmm. like I'm talking about right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, the idea of an ephemeral, cause like if I look on my Dribbble, you can see stuff that I did like seriously like 6 years ago.
Yeah.
Why is that there?
Why?
It's not relevant.
It's not who you are
anymore. It's not relevant.
What? Look at that.
Relevant. It's not.
It's
and that's
not
the whole
relevant.
Topic of this conversation. Like,
why
how do you
is it
stay
there?
Relevant? How do you stay relevant? Put 6 year old work up on Dribbble.
Yeah. Now.
No.
That's not.
No. No.
No. You can. I mean, you can show growth with a case study on your website or something.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Yes.
Please. That's the right way to show old work. Just show growth. That's
to show
the reason
growth.
It should exist.
Yeah.
Yes.
So. That's number one, and that's one thing that I'm
gonna sound like an idiot on this show. I'm like, oh, yes.
But that's something that I haven't been doing, which I think...
No, this is a good kick in the pants.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That I need to do, and
yes.
I think you need to do. And I think a lot of designers that become more senior, more lead designer-y, like, you gotta let people know that you're good.
You gotta. If I'm going to be good,
if I'm gonna be good, you got to know I'm good. Yeah.
You're only as good as people know you're good.
Yeah. And I have a podcast where I talk about design.
Yeah.
But you know, if you're listening to this and you think I'm good, you don't know.
Like, tell me one bit of work that you've seen of Los's that you liked.
Yeah.
What are you talking about if you think Los is a good designer? What is it?
What is it?
It sucks. Because no. It's garbage.
It's garbage. No, but that's the point I'm making, right? Is I don't, like, I know.
Yeah,
like,
did you put it out there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
Let that fiddle around your mind. Number two, exercise your mind.
Okay.
And the goal is to diversify your thinking, right? You need to exercise that noggin. Listen to podcasts that stretch your mind. Play chess. Do crossword puzzles. Whatever
yes.
it is, the idea is to get your mind exercising, right? Because as a designer, you may think of the same problems, and you may listen to similar podcasts. But there's some tangential thinking where you need to push and stretch your mind. Read different books. read something that you're not used to, or something something out of the norm to create new patterns in your mind.
You need to load the gun with a different type of bullet.
Yeah. I like that analogy, though.
That's all right.
There's a hollow bullet. There's a hollow bullet. There's a normal bullet. A rubber bullet. That's all I got.
I'm saying, like, you need to put in, like, a variety of inputs into the machine, right? So that way when you're challenged with a new problem, you have ammunition to draw on. You can make connections, right? Because we talk about creativity, we talk about creation, and it comes from copying, transforming and connecting things. And if you don't have all these new inputs in the machine, like, there's no way you can draw on anything to create anything new. It's just going to be the same old thing that comes out.
Yep. Number three,
stretch your mind.
Number three, get connected. I think we do this. Go to conferences and conventions, workshops, conversations with leaders.
Yeah.
Keep your LinkedIn up to date. And then I write this again to hit it home. Show your work.
Show your work.
To get connected, you need to show your work. But outside of Dribbble, like, Pinterest, Tumblr, Behance, show your work. There's, like, get on some Pinterest boards.
Yeah.
Right? Whatever.
Yeah.
Show your work.
Yeah.
Get connected and show your work.
Man, it's a lot of work to do.
It is a lot. Uh-huh. Right? Number four, find your tribe.
Okay. Oh, my life. yes.
And what this means is surround yourself with people that inspire you to be a better version of yourself. Think about the people that you can rely on when you need professional guidance.
Yeah.
Create this group of professionals that can be your ambassadors to help you maintain balance within your personal and professional life.
It's so important. We have this one episode, Gatekeepers or something. What is it called?
I think it's called Gatekeepers.
Is it called Gatekeepers?
Yeah.
Oh, should have a better title.
Yeah, we can should go back. A better and, title. We can go back and title.
It should be something like, why some people get ahead and you don't. That's what it should be called.
That's a good one.
Go back and listen to the Gatekeepers episode. And this is exactly what Los is talking about. Finding the right tribe is so important when you need to remain relevant, when you need somebody to push you along, somebody to represent you, somebody to facilitate your work.
Mm-hmm.
So key.
Yeah, so key. You need to create these ambassadors.
Ambassadors.
You need to create this circle of friends. Take it upon yourself. People like creators, people like doers. Create a Slack channel called Creative Ambassador or something where you check each other. You check each other. This is personal and professional.
Dude, Seth Godin is like, I just love Seth Godin.
Yeah.
He has this book called Tribes. He has a whole book on tribes. Okay. And one of the great points that he makes is that, like, you know, tribes are either created, like what you're talking about, or they're inherited.
Mm.
So you could go and make a new Slack channel, whatever.
Okay.
Or you could join mine.
Oh.
And I can greet you with hundreds of people who are looking for the exact same thing already. You don't need to go find them. They're there. Like, they're there. Go join a Slack community. Go join, like, a Google Plus, a Facebook group.
Whatever,
I mean, they're there, right? The message boards are there with people who already are interested in whatever you're trying to do. And you can inherit this group.
Yeah.
They exist already.
They do. No, that's better advice. Instead of create your own, go find one.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's benefits in you're not going to be an immediate leader, but I think you have to work your way up.
Yeah, but I think you start by finding one. It's easier than creating one.
You can mix it up. You can do both. Mm-hmm. Whatever.
And my last point is something that we've mentioned before, is that you're unique. You have a unique perspective and add value differently than the next person. Your point of view is needed.
Right.
So share it with the world. Show it to us. Okay? Look at the new trends and remix them. Put them up on your Dribbble.
Remix, please.
Yeah, change it up. Push it.
Push it good.
Push it real good.
Push it good.
Yeah, so how do you stay relevant?
Yes.
Is don't show 6-year-old work on your Dribbble.
Don't.
Shaboy.
Man, okay, so this is like Goals. Hashtag goals 2017.
2017.
Fresh dribble.
Fresh dribble. Fresh. Yo, fresh dribble.
Fresh.
Yes.
Hashtag goals.
Hashtag goals.
That's awesome. This is a great list, dude.
Thank you.
I think the people who have like really dived into your content, your presentation here,
mm-hmm.
have benefited greatly.
I hope so.
I think I have.
Okay,
even
good.
Just sitting here listening to you say it.
One person.
That's one.
And me.
But this is episode 100.
This is episode 100.
So it's about to pop off anyway.
It's like just about to pop
just,
up.
Just on merits of 100 merit, episodes.
Yeah.
It's worth it.
Yeah, so thank you for listening. You can find us on travelandlos.com. We're on Twitter at travelandlos, Instagram at travelandlos.
All that.
All that. Send us an email, travelandlos@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. And for the 100th episode, I'd like to ask you, leave us a review in our iTunes.
Why is that special for one? We always ask for a review.
I don't know. I just feel it really special right now.
I feel
now.
Like for real.
For real. So like congratulations on 100 episodes. I can't even tell you what to say.
Go to travelandlos.com/template, comment review template, and then just download what we wrote, put your name in it, and
we should create a randomizer that people can just like click and
say congratulations on 100 episodes.
Thank you so much for listening. 100 episodes, that's a big feat.
Yeah.
And
see you next week for 101.
101.